We will be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. We all have guidelines that we live by. These guidelines are protective. They're essential to a truly productive life. They not only give you increase on the outside, they bring you security on the inside. When the guidelines are established is important. You don't want to establish them in the journey, but before you begin, how you start will be an indicator of where you will end.
Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln wants your service business no matter what. This is Rhett McAbee, Service Director at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City. At Barber Dyson, we want your parts and service business no matter what you're driving, no matter where you bought it. Bottom line, we want your parts and service business. We hang our hat on service with world-class service riders, factory-trained technicians, and knowledgeable parts staff. Give us a shot today at Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln in Elk City.
Experience the difference, Barber Dyson Ford's where you save.
I don't know. That was odd. The whole building just shook, y'all. And we're in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I was like, this ain't California.
I know. I started to go under the table. Not really. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. Our guest for today is Ernie Aragon. His title for today is Powerful Names. Oh, wait. Powerful names God has given you. I had to look at my paper
because that's right.
That shaking of the building just really
yeah.
caught me off guard.
Well, if it was the rapture, I'm sorry. We have been lying to you this whole time.
Man. We didn't make it.
We didn't make it.
Oh, no.
That was too funny. All right. Well, let's just continue from where we left off. We were talking about being redeemed. Here's something that is an awesome one, too. Protected. I am protected. Psalms 3:3. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and my honor, and the one who lifts my head. So know that. Anytime you're in that conflict with the enemy, you know that you are protected. It's a name that you could say. It says, I am protected. I am protected by the Most High. However you need to say that name and use it against the enemy, you take it, because it's a powerful word to know you are protected. I mean, you got to know that we are not battling with flesh and blood here. This is all about spiritual warfare that we're up against. And so the protection of God through the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, the Trinity inside of us, when we have that protection on us, we're being geared and we're being steered in ways to avoid any of these issues that have to deal with our identity. Again, you're always going to have the accuser. The accuser pointing out who you used to be, or trying to point to another name of help you to see a different person than who you are. But it's always walking walking and looking in the mirror, you know. It's something that if you could start doing as a practice is when you wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror, you start telling yourself, look at the dude that's in the mirror, you know, and then you start telling them who you are, what you are. Because on the external, when you're looking just through your eyes out, you don't see what's coming at you. But you know, when you're talking to yourself in the mirror, you're pointing out who you are. I'm redeemed. I'm protected. I'm a child of God. You start saying those things, you're creating your insulation from when the enemy's going to, as soon as you go out the door, they're going to try to throw at you. How about this one? Bold, confident. We can use some boldness. We can use some confidence in things that happen. I'll be coming on soon walking with the Lord solidly for 3 years here pretty soon. And I'm still a baby in Christ. I'm still learning. And I can tell you what, even someone that's been doing it for 50 years, they're still a baby in Christ and they're still learning. So there's no equal amount or height. Yes, they may have more knowledge, may have more insight through the Word of God, but we're all on equal footing of still being a child of God. So, you know, we could always use a little boldness. We could always use a little confidence. And when we start telling ourselves, looking in that mirror, I am bold. I am confident. You start telling yourself that because the enemy is telling you the complete opposite. You're not that. You are not that at all. Yeah. Why are you trying to perk yourself up, buddy? You know, use those words. It's your name. It's a name that God has given you. Fight it. And this comes out of Psalms 138:3. It says, on the day I called, you answered me. And you made me bold and confident with renewed strength in my life. Man, isn't that awesome? I mean, just think about that. That's another one. That's even the verse you need to put in your arsenal and stick it up there, because you need to be bold. You need to be confident, especially as we move forward in time. And as you start walking in Christ, you are the salt. You are the light. You need to be able to go out there and tell people about Jesus Christ. Your pastor had it on the last week, a walking billboard. You know, you are a walking billboard for the kingdom. You know, like, think of yourself in neon lights, however you have to do it. But so that way people know that you are a child of God. And when you start walking in that boldness and confidence, that'll emanate outward, and they'll start seeing something about, like, what's up with this guy, man? He's got something going on. I don't know what it is, but he keeps talking about this Jesus dude. Maybe I need to know about this Jesus dude too. It only takes a little step to do something like that. You're upheld. Psalms 55:22. Cast your burdens on the Lord, release it, and he will sustain and uphold you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken, slip, fall, or fail. I'm upheld. He's holding me up. He's keeping me from falling. And then when I do fall, he picks me back up. You know, these, again, names that you need to start utilizing as you're walking in your walk with Christ, so the enemy is just at bay with you. He knows where you're standing at and where you're going. And so these were a few of them that I had. We got some more. I'm strong. Psalms 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my impenetrable shield. My heart trusts with unwavering confidence in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will shake. And with my song I shall thank him and praise him. I am strong. That goes right there with what we just said, what we were just talking about. Bold, confident, upheld, strong. I mean, these are all great words to be calling yourself. The more I keep reading these, the more I keep thinking, like, man, as we keep saying these things outwardly, the enemy has to stand back. He has to take notice of, like, man, this dude, he's got it. He's holding it on. You know, he's Rocky Balboa with this stuff. So you got to hold on to it that same way. A fearless powerhouse. How about that one? That's a good one. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear. He has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline. Abilities to result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. God, I mean, that just sounds, just the way that they got that worded in there just sounds, that is powerful in itself. I am a fearless powerhouse. Where could you go wrong with calling yourself that? Where could you be not right? Then adding it with 2 Timothy 1:7 of what he said there, for God did not give me a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear. He didn't give you any of that. We know where that all comes from. That comes from the enemy. The enemy is trying to push that upon us. But when you turn around and say, you know what? I am a fearless powerhouse of God. He's got to stand back. He's got to take notice. He's got to rethink his strategy on you. When he knows when you have this confidence on you, you're a powerhouse. There you go. You're free. I'm free. Now, that can be taken in so many different directions, so many different places of where it can be. Because if you had any addictions, you're free from that. If you had oppression on you, you're freed from that. if you've been possessed, you're freed from that. That confidence in knowing that you are free in Christ is a great one of the greatest motivators that you could have in your arsenal. I'm free from anything. Enemy, you know what? I'm freed from that. You're free. You know, call yourself that. And this is 2 Corinthians 3:17. And it says, now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Oh, here's a word. Emancipation from bondage and true freedom. Hey, I figured that word out. I encourage you to claim as your own the loved, filled names that he has called you. This is the ending of what we're saying. Well, called you. Profess his love for you. Meditate on the worth in him and receive the strength and courage to finally live the life Christ died for you to have. One of abundance. Oh, how he loves us. And so I was trying to figure out, because this is the first thing that came my way, and I found, I think, what did I say, 600 and something, like 40, because I can't see the first part of the numbers of what I had. My printer missed them all out. But anyways, there's like over 600 names that God calls you or has given you to utilize in your arsenal. And I think the only way I can really give it to you fairly, and I got like 10 minutes, is I'm just going to give you what you can use in your arsenal. You can go back, you can rewatch this and go back, and you can write these down later on, but I'll give you the scriptures and what it says. And I try to find the better ones that we could use, because there are so many. I wish I would have been able to find the site that had all these to give you, but that's what I was saying. I encourage you to go and look them up yourself. Go find out what are the words that God calls you by. Because when you start using those words in your arsenal, putting them in your arsenal and being able to utilize them when you're in a conflict of any manner or form, there's ones here that could fit every avenue that you're going through. So we'll just go. Accepted in the beloved, and that's Ephesians 1:6. All that call upon him, I am all who called upon him. Romans 10:12. How about this one? Everybody knows this one. He is the apple of his eyes. You are the apple of his eyes. Deuteronomy 32:10. You are the assembly of his people. Ezekiel 13:9. You are the assembly of the saints. Psalms 8:7. Believer, Acts 5:14, 1 Timothy 4:12. You're beloved. I think we already went over that. Songs of Solomon 5:1. You're beloved of God. Romans 1:7. You're blessed. Numbers 22:12. You're blessed of the Father. Matthew 25:34. You're blessed of the Lord. Genesis 24:31. You're the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Boy, she's doing good over there. She's writing them down. You're called and chosen and faithful. Revelation 17:14. You're the children of God. Mark 10:24. How about this one? Children, I'm a child of the living God. Romans 9:28. You're the child of the Most High. And the way that they got it down here is you got a bunch of children, or brethren, blessed. I'm just trying to break these all down for you, and that's the reason I want you to go and look these all up. I'm just giving you ones that the Lord's just putting on my heart to say to you guys, so that way you could take at least those. You're a chosen generation. This is what's one of my favorite scriptures, 1 Peter 2:9. You're a chosen vessel unto him. Acts 15. Christians, Acts 11:28. You're Christ's servant. That's it. Christ's servant. That's like, I consider, I mean, all of us are Christ's servants, but as we are sitting here, we are doing the Lord's work and bringing it to you. So that's when I could go like, you know, I am Christ's servant. I am. And that's 1 Corinthians 7:22. the crown of glory in the hand of the Lord. That one's an awesome one. That's Isaiah 63:3. Dear children, Ephesians 5:1. Dearly beloved, Romans 12:19. A disciple, Matthew 10:42. The elect of God, Colossians 3:12. Everyone that is of the truth, John 8:37. Faithful and beloved, I think we talked about that one earlier. 1 Timothy 6:2. Fellow laborers, Philippians 4:3. You're the flock of God, 1 Peter 5:2. Followers of God, Ephesians 5:1. Friend, we did that one earlier, John 15:14. You're God's building, 1 Corinthians 3:9. God's elect, Romans 3:33. Good and faithful servant. You are a good and faithful servant. Matthew 25:21. God's seed, Matthew 13:24. God, a good servant, Luke 19:12. A good steward of the manifold of grace of God, of the grace of God. 1 Peter 4:10. And then there's a lot of these, he that believeth. And then you are the heir of God through Christ. Galatians 4:7. Heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Hebrew 11:7. Again, I'm only going to give you a few here. You are heirs. Romans, I am an heir of God. Romans 8:17. Holy and beloved, Colossians 3:12. Here's a great one. Joint heir with Christ, Romans 8:17. That's a powerful one in itself right there. I mean, just as I'm stopping and thinking about that, you know, anybody that is an heir to any type of inheritance, to know that you are joined with Christ in the inheritance of the kingdom, that is powerful in itself. And I think if you were to ever use that, like when, if you were ever into a dark spot, it just started saying that over, I'm a joint heir with Christ. The enemy's got to break off you. I mean, he has to, because he can't fight that, knowing that you are right next to our Lord and Savior. Kings and priests, Revelation 5:10. Light of the world, Matthew 5:14. Man of God, I'm a man of God, Deuteronomy 33:1. Also, 1 Timothy 6:11. He calls you mine. I'm his. Leviticus 20:26. John 17:20. As we are sitting here right now, we are ministers of Christ and ministers of God. That's 1 Corinthians 4:1, 2 Corinthians 6:4. My chosen, Isaiah 43:20. My flock, Jeremiah 23. My joy and crown, I am his joy and crown. Philippians 5:1. My little children. That's Galatians 4:19. Man, there's just so many beautiful, good ones that are in here. I'm just going to leave it at that.
I'm going to ask for if I can make a copy of that.
You sure can.
Because I can't keep up.
No, that's the reason I was saying. Yeah.
I just want a copy, please, yes, so that I can use it and then take notes.
We can do that. No, I mean, that's, again, as I came across this, I was like, wow, these are all the names that I could utilize, depending on the circumstances. This is like trying to remember the scriptures, but knowing where the scripture, where this is coming from in the scripture, I mean, it's scriptural, however you look at it. So it's like I said, these are you know, a good way to look at it. These are the bullets that you would have in your arsenal that you can utilize against the enemy when he's trying to call you something that you're not. and that's the key. The key here is going to be, you got to have a foundational relationship with Jesus Christ. To have any of this, we were just talking about it being joint heirs of Christ. To have any of this, you have to be in Christ. You have to be a believer in Christ. You have to be walking in Christ. You have to be pushing yourself every day to be closer with him, to know more about him, to know what the Lord has for you. These words, these names that are being presented to you are a means of combating the enemy of telling you who you are. And I know there are many of you, and I believe that's the reason why the Lord brought this on my heart, because there are many of you that don't know who you are. I mean, you have the name that you were born with, and that is your starting point, but God has a different name for you, and he has a different name for you and your circumstance at each turn that you are walking with him. And he wants you to utilize these names in this walk, because he wouldn't give us all these names, 600 and something names. He wouldn't give us all these names for nothing. He's given us these as a tool to utilize in our walk, in our battle. And the key, I forgot to take my allergy pills this morning. That's such a hurry to get out the door. The key is this, is that as you use these names, as you go through your walk, you'll start finding that your battle is no longer in the enemy's field. Am I saying this right? The battle is no longer in your field of battle. You're taking this battle into his field, and you're gaining ground on him. And that is our purpose, is because the world does not know and understand that this, again, I'll point this out, this is not a battle of flesh and blood. It's not the outer extremities. Society wants us to identify that that's where all our battles at. The color of my skin, if you're male or you're female. They want us to be so distracted in the areas that honestly, truly don't have anything to do with the true identity of who you are. And so when we start learning the identities and the names that God calls us, you start building and having a deeper understanding of where you are, who you are through Christ, by the names that you are being called. I mean, because we, you know, once upon a time as we were children, you know, we were called all kinds of bad names, you know, and that's not who we identify ourselves as adults, you know. And we were probably given bad names from friends and relatives because of how we acted and what we did. But now that we are walking as the light and salt of the world, we have different names, you know, and we need to utilize those names as we go through our walk. So I'm going to go ahead and leave it at that. I hope, I pray and I hope that you guys go look up these names that are for you. Like I said, there were 670 that I found, and I'm going to have to give her this so she can make some copies. Yeah. Because it's a powerful thing to have in your arsenal to know the name that God calls you in a circumstance. Because that's what ends up happening, is you get in a circumstance where the enemy's accusing you of something or calling you something, and you could turn around and just use this word, and it shuts him down right then and there, because that he knows that you know. And when that starts happening, your life in Christ will start to develop and become more and more and more. So I pray and I hope that you do this. I hope this was a blessing to those that were out there that are getting it. Those that are listening later, hope it's a blessing to you too. And I just praying in Jesus' name that it's going to help you walk a closer walk with our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. If you would like a copy of this, you're welcome to text message 580-485-0837. Or you can call and just say, hey, I want a copy, and then leave me your address or an email, and I'll do my best to get it to you. And if you're local, let me know, and we'll set up a time and a day that we can make you a copy and get it to you in your hands so that you have the bullets you need to pew-pew the enemy.
I like that.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our handsome brother in Christ, Ernie Aragon. Y'all have a blessed Wednesday, and we'll see you tomorrow. Let us
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.